We are supremely thrilled that you're tuning in to today's broadcast. Welcome to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show, Dynasty of Dreamers Podcast. The media mogul Tammy Collins Marquee has interviewed legendary greats, songstress Dionne Warwick, five-time Grammy-winning recording artist, Matthew Knowles, businessman. He's best known for being the manager of Destiny's Child. He is the father of Beyonce and Solange Knowles. Robert Cool Bell of the famous music group Cool and the Gang. Henry Green of the stellar award-winning gospel group The Williams Brothers. The music icons group The Drifters. Bonnie DeBarge of the Motown family group DeBarge. Capriccio Scales, president and CEO of Mitro Records. And actor Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's stage play Why Did I Get Married. And movie actress and media personality Trisha Mann Grant. And on other media platforms, Tammy Collins Marquee has interviewed musical powerhouse artists Kenny Lattimore, Daystar TV Network founders Marcus and Joni Lamb, pastors Turay Roberts and Sarah Roberts-Jakes, and has given a radio tribute to the former Vanity French protege Denise Matthews. If the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you, we appreciate your generous donation to help extend our mission to our listening audience. Please make a donation today at Cash App. At hashtag Dynasty Dreamer. We appreciate you, and again, thanks for tuning in to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. Hey, I'm Mark the Prime. Let me voice your dreams to life. Hello, hello, hello. Listeners from around the world that are tuning in to this broadcast today, movers and shakers, welcome back to this groundbreaking show. Dynasty of Dreamers broadcast with your host, Tammy Collins Marquee. We're based out of Houston, Texas. Tammy, the Queen Dynasty of Internet Radio, is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, who is a concerned humanitarian, international human rights activist, journalist, evangelist, entrepreneur, and a forex trader in a $5.3 trillion daily market. Also, she is a highly sought-out marketeer and consultant, and she is a columnist for Kish magazine called Dynasty of Dreamers and founder of Dynasty Dreamers International. You're listening to the sensational song Work and Keep Pushing of our former guest, legendary hip-hop artist Sugar T. She's the sister of legendary hip-hop artist E-40. Sugar T is the author of Your Perfume Book. Visit Sugar T's website at www.sugar-t.com for booking and performance tour information. This announcement you're hearing is presented to you by yours truly, Marcus Mark the Prime Leverett, voiceover specialist, radio announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge of our seats waiting in high anticipation of our esteemed guest. The show is going to be a grand slam. The Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. This announcement is voiced live by Mark the Prime ENT.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Tammy Collins Marquee, the host of the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show, Dynasty of Dreamers Podcast. We are back to another dynamic show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a talented lady on today's show, and she's a true example of a dynasty dreamer. In that spirit, it's going to be our outstanding show. We are on the radio broadcast today with Rosalind Khan. Yes, Rosalind Khan. And listening audience, always remember, keep your dreams enkindled in your heart, that the torch of your flame will not be extinguished. Blaze for dreamers. I am supremely thrilled that Rosalind Khan is our highly distinguished guest today. Professor Khan is an international motivational speaker, speech coach, author, and college professor who has facilitated and empowered countless women to the financial and personal prosperity of them and their community. She is a world-changer woman of historical dimension. Professor Rosalind Khan shares core values of empowerment and entrepreneurship to many, and she teaches others to open their hearts and minds to embrace their best destiny. She is a college professor, public speaking instructor at Los Angeles Mission College and Los Angeles City College. Ms. Khan has been an educator for the last 20 years, teaching public speaking, English, as second language in colleges and high schools throughout Southern California. Several years ago, she attended her first TEDx conference in Pasadena, and she immediately drawn into the TEDx fever. Also, she worked as an experiential committee of TEDx and thereafter followed her expertise to coach 10 TEDx speakers from November to present. In the last 3 years, she has spoken at over several hundred different organizations. Professor Khan has worked with clients in the hospitality, real estate, and coaching executives in athletic world at major Southern California universities. Interestingly, she spoke in Rome, Italy on her book. 2 years ago, she joined forces with Furley Amante TV interview from East Coast to conduct Stand Out and Shine workshop, Get on TEDx Stage, and How to Get the Dream Job. Since then, she has spoken at Team Techpo, helping teens become entrepreneurs, and MC for San Diego International Film Festival. She recently helped bring Chinese Yu Opera to Santa Monica College. In addition, she spoke at University City and North Hollywood Chamber. Currently, she's extremely honored to be joining forces with extremely gifted, talented, and heart-centered Stephanie Marks and Valerie Esther on this program, helping women get their messages to the UN and the world. In addition, she has published her first book, Random Acts of Kindness, Are Changing the World, by Solution Press release on Amazon. Her second, Roses and Dogs, How to Reduce Stress in Today's Troubled Times, and was released in hard copy and electronic format or sold on Amazon. Well, today's episode is called Random Acts of Kindness Are Changing the World. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the phenomenal world of Rosalind Khan. How are you doing today, Professor Khan?
Just beautiful. It's such an honor and pleasure to be speaking to you on this beautiful day.
Yes, it truly is, and we are absolutely elated to have you on the radio show today. We are thrilled. And Professor Khan, you have such an impressive resume. Yours is truly rich resume. Can you give us a synopsis of your eventful life? Let's have a closer examination of the life of Professor Rosalind Khan.
Well, thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. And I'd like to begin with a quote that you never can judge a book by its cover. And, you know, sometimes the cover is kind of scraggly and so on and so forth. And as you opened up, the beauty that emanated comes forth. And I think that's a good parable to go ahead and introduce my life. I grew up in San Diego, California. I was one of seven kids, and I was the middle child. And sometimes they say the middle child is the one that's often overlooked or things like that. And so when I think about the one event that defined my childhood of who I was outside of school, outside of religious school, outside of Campfire Girls, it was the fact that at the age of 13, I was diagnosed with scoliosis. And scoliosis is a disease that affects the curvature of the spine, and, you know, if it's serious enough, it could affect your breathing and so on and so forth. And it was from the moment that they discovered that my life took a little bit different turn. And I gave a TED Talk on that. It's called Coming Around the Curve, that I talk about that in great detail. But from the moment they discovered that, four critical things happened. Number one, they gave me some exercises, but any kid who learns exercises to do is going to think that they're better than that. They don't need to do those exercises. And so 2 years later, I was in a running accident in high school, broke my growth plate, and the curvature had basically doubled. And so I was given a present. I was given a gift, and they gave me a brace. And the brace was something that you had to wear. It went up to your neck, down to your hips. It was highly uncomfortable. Imagine someone standing and squeezing until you can't breathe. I thought a miracle happened when I was able to sleep through it, and they discovered 2 months later that the changes that they were hoping for weren't good enough. And so the year before I entered high school, I entered high school in a body cast. And, you know, when something like that happens to you in high school where you already feel like an outsider, you know, just going through the growth things, entering like that was a thing that, you know, went ahead and set me apart. And from there, I went on to college, and I managed to change my major quite a few times, but I graduated in no less than 3 years. And it was basically from that experience I came upon a group that was called up with people. I didn't get accepted the first time, but the second time was the charm, and spent a year traveling the world promoting cultural understanding. And I've had about know, the average person has 5 to 7 careers that you'll hear as I'm going ahead and telling you my story here today. And that is a brief summation.
Well, that's truly, truly shows that the fortitude that you have in you, and it's truly mesmerizing and eye-opening dissertation of your journey of hope and blessings and fortitude that leaves us astonished. And let me share a little bit more about you with the listening audience, because there's so much more to you that a lot of the people would like to know about you. And so would you being a TEDx speaker, professor, also you spoke over 3 times beginning in 2013, A Language Comes to Life, in 2015, Coming Around the Curve and Breaking Cultural Barriers that you mentioned a little earlier, and you began your business coaching and professional speaking nearly 3 years ago, and you have trained over thousands of students and worked with individuals from a wide span, from teens to business executives, to improve their presentation skills, to improve their earnings. You are gifted in helping individuals achieve their goal with speaking with their authentic voice, and that you are no stranger to radio. You have appeared regularly on numerous radio shows throughout Southern California and programs airing across the country. And everyone who interviewed you said that you are such a natural with such an exuberant amount of energy and spunk, and almost each one enjoyed you so much that they invite you back again to their radio show. And that's truly, truly quite impressive, quite impressive. I commend you for all the great work that you're doing and being a staple in the community.
Oh, thank you so much for those beautiful words. I truly appreciate it. I was listening to all your accolades, and I felt truly honored to be on your show. It's like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. Thank you so much for having me on your show and being able to share that journey and where I've been and all the exciting things that have happened. And my goal is always
inspire
others.
When we actually connected, Professor Khan, I was just like going over your bio information. I was like, wow, you know, this is exactly the type of person I would love to have on this platform. And so, you know, the way we connected is truly divinely how we connected. And I was just looking at the different radio shows and programs that you've been on. You interviewed with Mother Love on LA Talk Radio, Career Show on LA Talk Radio, Pepper J, Colby Dumas, Raven Amazing Power of Women's Radio, Reverend Nancy Adair, and Tammy's Corner, to name a few. And so that's truly a lot of radio shows. And that's just to name a few of them out there. So, like you said, you're no stranger to radio.
No stranger
at all. So let's have a little dialogue about economics. What do you feel would be the adequate address to the crippling economic issues prevalent among people today?
Well, I think when we go ahead and we talk about the economic issues that are crippling today's youth today, it's pretty horrifying, because a lot of people are going to school and they're trying to find those jobs, and the jobs aren't where they used to be. It's not the jobs that used to be. I had someone tell me the story recently that, you know, when your parents went, I think it was my financial planner, when your parents went to school and they graduated and they put their money away, it lasted for this particular period of time. But we see today's college students, when I say that I have, you know, 5 different careers, an average young person today is going to possibly work in a company 3 years and then they're up and they're moving. You know, you can no longer hold on to that person for 15 to 20 years and so on and so forth. And we look at what people are gone ahead and taught in the colleges and the universities, and they're taught, well, go to school and you'll get a great education and a job will go ahead and open up. But one of the interesting and amazing things is they say that today's truly successful people have like 5 to 7 different streams of income. And when we go ahead and we look at people who just have a job, that's virtually one stream of income. I began working in another field that's in the world of network marketing. And the world of network marketing has been taught in universities that are the elite universities, the Stanford, the Harvards, the Yales. If you go to many countries that are outside the United States, they have fields and disciplines that's in the field of network marketing. And when you think of a network, you're part of a network. You're part of a network. You know, the televisions are part of a network. when you look at the McDonald's is part of a network. You look at Starbucks, they're all part of a network. And so everybody, regardless of what work we do, is part of a network, and people just don't realize the potential that's out there to seize those opportunities, you know. They think in my age you had one career, and if you didn't know where you were going, it was an absolute failure. In today's world, you have to have multiple different possibilities. I was at an event last night that was with Galina Capani, and, you know, I'm attracted to talent. I see talent of where talent's at. I don't see any division between myself and another, and I walked up to this lady, and I've seen a lot of entertainers in my life, and I just said, excuse me for interrupting. I just absolutely loved your performance. You were absolutely amazing and incredible, and I just felt this true heartfelt energy. And if you go on my Facebook, there's an interview of me and Queen Ophir. And Queen Ophir is the queen of gold. She's pure gold. She's an artist. She's a talent. She's a writer. She's got a TV show. She's got, you know, a laundry of different things that she's out there doing. There's a gentleman that I met who was the emeritus mayor of Beechwood, New Jersey. And talking to this guy, he is, you know, not only was he a mayor, but he works in the entertainment. He works in finance. He's got his hands in so many different pockets. And I mentioned these three people as in a matter of yesterday and today, their hands are in a multitude of possibilities, not just one fine line. You know, if you can't get a job, I know a young gentleman who's a serial entrepreneur, and he is, his first name is Matt, and he's a 19-year-old, and he's just breaking up the world on social media, what he does in network marketing, what he does in real estate, and the list could go on and on and on. It's not just one thing. It's a multiple array of opportunities that the world has out there. And when one door shuts, you've got to see what else is out there.
Mm-hmm. And that's truly profound what you just shared with the listening audience, because even though there's so much information on the World Wide Web, we are trying to empower people through financial literacy. And they don't really know what direction to go with diversifying their portfolio. And so when you mention about multiple streams of income, I really appreciate you mentioning that on the radio show, because this is what we are trying to aim at. We're trying to get the word out there that people do need to have multiple streams of income, and so they could be able to, if something happened on their job, they could be able to have something else to fall back on. And so we have to go in and unlock those economic powerhouses to empower the people and give them the keys and strategies. So we bring people like you in, college professors and financial experts, to talk about giving people the financial keys that they need to live the quality of life that they so rightfully deserve. And truly what you have just shared with us is such a bold and brilliant grand strategy of action that can be executed by anyone who's willing to develop a personal sense of integrity, economic intelligence, intense work ethics that will allow them to take the will of their lives and drive forth towards their own best destiny. And it's truly, truly appreciated in such words of wisdom that if we follow suit to what you just shared with us, we can achieve so many feats in our lives.
No, that is truly profound.
Yes, truly profound.
It is absolutely. I just want to just follow up on one of the things that you said was, you know, that pride, the integrity, and, you know, the ability to follow through. I think it was one of the books that I was reading or something that I recently went ahead and heard and said, if you have these three things, if you follow the world with integrity, if you follow the world with the power of the belief and the ability to go ahead and make it happen, that's what it's truly all about. It's amazing.
It truly is. And T. Harv Eker once said, he is an author of Secrets of Millionaire Mind. It says, when it comes down to this, if your subconscious financial blueprint is not set for success, nothing you learn, nothing you know, and nothing you do will make much of a difference. And though, even though so many people are going through ebbs and flows of life with their financial situation, we have to educate ourselves. So we have to take the initiative and be proactive with our financial future to leave a financial legacy.
And that's truly what it's about. It's to be able to leave a legacy to people that you've left behind. And if you have those multiple streams of income, whether they're investments that you have, that's one stream of income. You have, you know, possibly a job that you have, and outside of that, you're involved in some networking, you know, ability. I know in the company that I work, you're able to will it, to pass it on to another person, to sell it, to go ahead and get out of it. You know, there's the real estate world, and, you know, we could go on countless just different opportunities that people can go ahead and get into. But you got to go in with your eyes open. You got to go in with your eyes open because they're not all the same.
Absolutely, because small businesses are the backbone of the American economy, and a person could start a small business for less than $100. Yeah, so that could be a start. Just starting a small business and starting with there and getting you a coach or a mentor. Because sometimes mentors see things in us that we don't even see in ourselves. And it can help propel you to the next level of your best destiny.
No, that is so true. And I've had a countless number of mentors that have impacted me in so many different ways in life, from way back when I was working at Jack Murphy Stadium. There was a guy whose name was Chris Cox, and he was a business major, and he had instructed me on so many different ways. And, you know, from that scoliosis and coming there and working as a vendor who'd go up and down the stairs, I remember the pure love that he went ahead and put in, and just, it's going to be okay. You're going to make it. You're all right the way that you are, and things are going to go ahead and work out. And it was just, you know, the right words at the right place. There was another place in my life where I had been in college, and I, you know, there was a professor I had in the field of communications, and she had me go out in the community, and I'd given two speeches. One was called, it was about the unlevel playing field of women in work. And so I went to a secretarial school, and I went to an organization that promotes women in business. And, you know, I was kind of at my school, there was a shortage, or the communication field was over impacted. So I met this really powerful professor at UCLA who was at the top of his game. And he said, it doesn't matter the major that you have, the widest base of education you have is the best thing that you can get. And so I changed my major 5 times and yet graduated with an emphasis in sociology and communication studies. But I was a liberal studies major. I was a communication studies major. And because I had that broad-based liberal education, it opened up the window. The next person who went ahead and impacted my life was the cast director. And he had said at one point, when we had a one-to-one meeting, I want you to stand in front of the mirror and completely you, and look at that self without any clothes and say, I love me the person that I am. Whatever happens, I'm the best person that I can be. And that was a year of many ups and downs. And, you know, the life goes on. And there's like for every character of my life, there was a person when I lost a job in Spanish radio, and I looked to get in Spanish radio, and I had this job with KWKW, which was the biggest radio station that was out there. 3 weeks later, I had 23 interviews, and I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I told myself, if I can survive here, I can, you know, survive in absolutely anywhere in the world. And I spent a year, and the radio station that I came to changed formats, and I went back to a contact that I had, and, you know, came to Southern California with a person I had networked with before, a gentleman by the name of Philip Wilkinson. He was launching a TV station in San Diego called KBNT, which is an affiliate of Univision. And there was a gentleman by the name of Jesus Cruz that I worked with, the first radio station I worked in Southern California. And he was a huge mentor in my life and helped me in the field of Spanish radio and the ups and the downs. And Philip and I still are in communication, even though it's 20 years later. And he was a person who saw what was going out there and happening and made it work. And I got in the field of teaching, and I came in the field of teaching after being a corporate trainer, and I saw the market come up and come down, and I went into teaching as a backdrop. And as my father was a college professor besides an accountant, I was in and out of that. And then I got in the field of, you know, personal development and met a person whose name of Clinton Swain and did some work with him on a program called Frontier Training, and that was amazing. I met a gentleman in there whose name was Daniel Tyler Punky. He was a personal life coach and helped me out for a while. Another person I met through Clinton was a gentleman by the name of Lee Pound, the Coach Wright. And, you know, the story just keeps unraveling. There's names that just go ahead and keep coming out. And, you know, there was a lady I met last night, and she was looking for the man of her dreams. And her father said to her, you know, I want you to get married before I die. And she says, I can't find him. I can't find him. I can't find him. You know, I want a person who's like this and like this. And I said to her, you know, Ilhan Madani, who's got royalty in the background, I'm sure he's out there. He's probably right in front of your eyes.
Mm.
But you just don't see him. Because we're looking for that quintessential, the person who's got the looks, the body, the shape, the mind, the intellect, the financial background, the this, the that. And the laundry list is so long that we forget what's the most important thing. Is there a human being behind? Is there someone that you could spend your life with that, beyond the beauty that you have today, is going to love you to the end when there's wrinkles, when there's pounds that you've gained, pounds that you've lost, to the highs and lows in life?
Mm.
Are they going to be the one that stays with you?
Mm. That is something to really think about, because a lot of people, like you mentioned, are looking for that quintessential type of relationship. And that's words of wisdom for someone who's been waiting for a long time to find their lifelong partner. And so we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back to the broadcast momentarily.
Listening audience from around the world, we hope that you're enjoying the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back to the broadcast momentarily. Dynasty of Dreamers. We are here to inspire generations by illuminating the world. This enthusiasm and passion is needed to continue to honor one's calling as a dreamer. Stay with us. As your dynasty mind ascends to the heavens, always let the light from your lamp illuminate your mind. As we take this short break, stay tuned. As we continue to listen to our dynamic guest, it promises to be a great show. We are proud to showcase on our radio broadcast intro the incredible newly released song, Powerful Warrior, by the music icon Celine, former lead vocalist of Atlantic Star. Powerful Warrior, Celine. Enjoy. You are tuned in to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. In the meantime, relax. Enjoy the music of legendary great Dionne Warwick.
But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides in us to climb.
No. all imaging and production work you're hearing is presented to you by Mark the Prime ENT. Mark the Prime ENT. Voice work, sound, DJ, host. We'd love to be a part of your events. Feel free to contact us at marcuslevert@yahoo.com. That's marcuslevert@yahoo.com. Marcus Leverett, one word. Mark the Prime ENT. Voicing your dreams to life. Inbox today at marcuslevert@yahoo.com.
Rosalind Khan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show, Dynasty of Dreamers podcast, with our highly distinguished guest today, Professor Rosalind Khan. Yes, Professor Rosalind Khan, we are back. Professor Khan, what is your perspective on how one can brand their business?
Well, I think there's, you know, basically one key element that makes a difference, and that's to look in yourself and see what is it that makes you different than anyone else out there? We like to call it the special sauce, that when you go ahead and you look at yourself, you need to be able to market yourself like no one else has. When I think of myself, the one thing that makes me different that a very small percentage of the people have is to grow up with that disease of scoliosis, to have that perspective of an outsider, to be able to talk, to look inside. I began the talk show today talking about don't judge a book by its cover, to be able to look inside, to see how that could be used to inspire others to see greater visions. That's what led me to the TED stage. And when I think about those talks and I think about the scoliosis and the books I wrote, there's a line that goes ahead and goes through all of them. The first one was called Language Comes to Life, about taking my students to the theater and how it changed the way they learned English. And I like to think of scoliosis as it's not a disease that everyone has, but it's a challenge. Everyone has a challenge in their life. You can put any name on it, whatever it is. You know, you come from a bad neighborhood. You come from low income. You've got a speaking impediment. You're a loner. You're an outsider. You don't have all your full flexibilities with your hands. There could be mental problems that you have. Everyone has these things, but we need to go ahead and look inside. The next one was called Breaking Cultural Barriers. So once again, we're talking about being the other. How is it that we break those cultural barriers and bring everyone together? It's breaking cultural barriers, how everyone can make a difference in our world, looking at ordinary individuals and how they went out to change the world and to make it a better place. The last one is called Coming Around the Curve on My Battle with Scoliosis. Coming Around the Curve, which talks about my battle with scoliosis and how that helped me to become a better person and to have that understanding for other people and bringing them in. To the books I've gone ahead and written, Random Acts of Kindness, when you look at any guru in the professional development, to The Power of Now, to Tony Robbins, it's that gratitude. And in my book, The Random Acts of Kindness talks about how we feel that feeling for others of going ahead and doing and helping others without expecting anything else in return at all. Random Acts of Kindness are changing the world. There was a lady that I had met in one of my events that was the Kids International Film Festival, and her name is Alma Dang. And Alma Dang was one of the hosts on that show. And in that show, she and I had connected because she saw me. She saw the love I had of my book on dogs and roses. And she said, we're going to be connected. She and I connected. She invited me to this beauty pageant that she was in with Forhelia Productions. And she said, you need to meet my friend Yulima. Yulima is, you know, just absolutely wonderful. And Yulima's husband is named Raj. And Yulima is a beauty queen, same thing as Alma is. The Miss Latina in Virgilia's production And last night, as I was getting ready to go to this thing for Galena Productions, I needed some help on my makeup and hair. And she said, well, let me help you. And she didn't do it without asking anything in return. And when someone goes ahead and does me that random act of kindness, I'm going to go ahead and do this, the same thing for them. Just as I'm a member of an organization called BNI, and it's called Giver's Gain. There's a gentleman named Ray Gonzalez, and he said, you know, he's always out promoting people. You know, he might have helped out 360 people and maybe got 60 in return, but those 60 in return were the people that paid him time and time again. And so we talk about these random acts of kindness, that random acts of kindness, and I'm just showing and illustrating how that works in life. And that took me to what else happens in life when we have stress. And so we have the dogs and roses, how to reduce stress in today's troubled times. And it's amazing. There was recently a post that was on my Facebook page, and one of them was about 5 years ago, my first book came out on random acts of kindness. And as I was looking at the picture, around me are five individuals. It's kind of like a square, kind of like the square of life. A gentleman who influenced me greatly was a person by the name of Chip Churchill, who had been in Toastmasters for a very long time with a group called Hard Hats in San Diego, to a group up here in Van Nuys 172 in the Toastmaster world, and he has gone on to heaven. And to the right is a friend of my husband whose name was Mara Bugarin, who's a colleague of my husband in the letter carrier world. And just a few months ago, I was at her funeral, and on the other side behind is a gentleman whose name is Leah Elias, who was no older than 50-some-odd degrees, who basically had a stroke brain tumor and has left a wife and two kids. And yet every day I get posts from Leah and her son Gabe of pictures and just showing what a wonderful human being this person was. And I began with the idea that we have to pick one thing that makes us unique and different. And I said, the one thing that makes me unique and different is this deal on scoliosis. And scoliosis was a mark that I had to go ahead and overcome. I could lay down and succumb, or I could go ahead and step up and go out and change the world. And it's been the one thing that unifies and makes me different, which I've illustrated through the TED Talks and the books, and here we are.
And you are absolutely a catalyst for so many people, and you are transforming the world by your testimony and educating and inspiring the world. And you converted such a painful situation into an instrument of grace in your life. And even for the listening audience that's just coming on, listening to the radio show, Professor Khan even spoke about having that quintessential relationship, and that sometimes that person is right there in front of us, and we don't even realize that. For those who are waiting for their life partner, this can actually change your whole mindset, because this is what we are trying to do. We're trying to emancipate the minds of the people so they could be free to be able to achieve the things that they so rightfully deserve, to have that positive mindset so they could not be prisoners of themselves. And so even what you mentioned about branding, it's profoundly simple, but simply profound, a way of leaving a lasting impression in the hearts and minds of our target audience. When it comes down to branding, we are our brand. You know, we're like a walking billboard. And sometimes we have to set standards for our brand, but we have to be consistent, we have to be relevant, and we have to keep our brand out there, because even in this fast-changing world of marketing, we must remain flexible and stay relevant out there, and to be able to enhance our brand and just get it out there. And even if we have something we want to get out there about scoliosis or other situation, we have to just continue to put it out there with awareness, bringing awareness to the people like you are. You coming on this broadcast, you bringing awareness about scoliosis and how you overcome, and you press through that. and you are reaching the unreached, and you are a ray of sunshine for so many people who are feeling like they're living in the shadow of festering tension. But you are giving them hope to refuse to lose sight on their dreams and their visions. And that's truly what the Dynasty of Dreamers is about, for us to never lose sight of our vision. Because some people have dreams from a childhood, but dreams can change. It can change over the years. But some people are holding on to dreams from a childhood. And I tell people all the time, look, if your dreams have not come to pass, keep having that hope. Keep having that faith that tomorrow could be totally different for you. But you got to keep pressing. But you have to align yourself with the right people who believe in you, who believe in you. Because in life, we're going to come across mercurial type of people. But you have to overlook that. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep pressing forward through all the heartache, disappointment, elements. And to never lose sight how temporal and fleeting life can be. And Jim Rohn said one time, he said, to have more than you got, you have to become more than you are. That success is something you attract by being an attractive person.
Wow. Some beautiful words. Beautiful
yes,
words.
It's truly something to live by. Words to live by.
Can you just say that one more time?
Yes. Yes, we do. We you want to know if we have a little more time?
Oh, just repeat that quote. I think it's just something we need to hear again, that Jim
Rohn
quote.
Oh, yes, that quote.
I love it.
All right, that
I
quote, listening
it.
Audience, let me share it with you. Jim quote said one time, to have more than you got, you have to become more than you are. That success is something you attract by being an attractive person. I love that quote. I quote that on the broadcast all the time because I want the listening audience to hear that. I want to be repetitive about that. I want them to get that. Mm-hmm.
No,
I want them
so
to
it's poignant that that was the line that I said for you to go ahead and say and go ahead and restate. And it's that intuition.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where we're going, but somehow we're gonna find that little thing, those little bubbles that go ahead and come out, and it's like, wow, that is just so true. So
it's
love
so
it.
True.
And
it's so very true. And so you are so ignited and cemented in your passion, Professor Khan. You're living by design and not by default. And so you are reaching your greatest potential and wielding such greatness in your life. And so that's what we want to do. We want to show people that tap into that greatness within ourselves. And it's within all of us. It's within all of us. So this is truly this message to the masses today is truly an empowerment, inspirational, and extreme.
Wow.
Which leads me to the next question. What are the root causes of limited patterns of thought that impact effective entrepreneur and solution-based personal and business outcomes?
Okay, that's a really good question I've gone ahead and asked. And I believe when we look at the root cause, it all comes down to a system of belief. And you said it yourself in the mm-hmm. previous quote, if you believe you can succeed, you can make anything happen. We are the ones mm-hmm. who find solutions in every situation. It's not what I have. It's the limitless powers that I can get anything that I want to get and achieve. They are lifelong learners in every shape and form. They're always learning from books. Stephen Covey wrote the book on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, goes ahead and talks about sharpening that saw. The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz, How to See Things That in the Realm of Possibilities. The How to Win Friends and Influence People. Tony Hsieh's The Passion, Profits, and Purpose. And it's literally that mindset. If you think you can make it happen. I work with many people who say, envision something that's completely, entirely unbelievable, and you put it down on paper, and you can make it happen. And going into my past, I remember the first TEDx I was working with. There was a gentleman named Greg Apodaca, and he invited me in response to my volunteering all this time to be a life coach for me. And he told me to write down a list of 10 things I wanted to do. One of them was to write a book. at the time, I had no idea that I'd write a book. And when that book came ahead and came out, it was like, oh, my God, that's absolutely unbelievable. When I was in the Frontier training, we cut out pictures of magazines and put them on a timeline. And it's earth-shattering. The trip I took to Italy was there. There's a picture of me of Beauty and Fashion. And I've done modeling, and I was talking to people last night about, you know, doing some more modeling, being on some different stages, being on the international stage, and you know, this just evolution of just points along the way that go ahead and show where you're going to go ahead and be. There's, you know, the organization I work in, the network marketing, this person by the name of Patrick Mazur. And, you know, he says the beauty of the business is you don't have to be anybody to go ahead and get what you want to get out of it. It can be something that an ordinary individual does. But there's such into the movement of empowering individuals to be the best people they can be. So when it comes out on the other side, you not only have a business, but you've got a person who's worth you that goes ahead and it steps up in the two that are equal to it. And if you're not where you want to be, then there's a part of the interpersonal self that you need to grow to go ahead and get yourself ready to be that person that you can become.
Mm-hmm. That is incredible. And even when you mentioned earlier about when someone, like a random act of kindness, when they do something kind for you, you do something kind for them in return. And that's building reciprocal relationships. Yes.
No,
and that builds it develops a constructive partnership with other people, and that approach of a relationship, of building that relationship with people with respect and honor. And that even builds up in the community. When you connect it to people in the community, it in organizations, it builds a sense of trust and authenticness about yourself, and it demonstrates in that relationship to the other party that you are being honest, because honesty is the bedrock of a good relationship. And it's in that random act of kindness. I love how you put it. And so when you brought about that up, it gave me the key to bring in about reciprocal relationships and reciprocity. And that's
right.
Truly, truly powerful, what you just shared with the listener. And no one has ever really brought that out like you have on the radio show about in the way you brought about the random act of kindness, but the way you put it for us to really think on that. And it gave me a chance to really bring up about reciprocity with us and the listening audience, so they can think on that situation that, yeah, you want to be able to, you know, you give and you want to be able to give kindness out into other people's lives. And so people be able to see that, and they want to build with you. They want to partner with you. They want to grow with you in endeavors that you may have for future projects when they see that you're genuine. And so you have also given us, Professor Khan, your leadership strategies. You are a professor, college professor, public speaking instructor at Los Angeles Mission College and Los Angeles City College. Also, you're author, international motivational speaker, speaking coach. You have been an educator for the last 20 years, teaching public speaking education in English as a second language in colleges and high schools throughout Southern California. And I'm aware that you are such a committed, professional, performance-driven, extremely energetic woman producing your own unique work. You have such a compelling vision. And you have showed us your compelling vision of how to develop leadership strategies. And I truly believe that we have to lead with objectives in mind. So what you have shared with us, your strong foundation of knowledge and skills and real-world experiences as well. And even being a professor, you have even brought to your students such a metacognitive strategy for your students to become more aware of their own thought processes. And even through your coaching programs as well, you have accomplished so many incredible feats in your life. You have attended your first TEDx conference in Pasadena. Also, you have spoken at over several hundred different organizations, and you have worked with clients in hospitality, real estate, and coaching executives in the athletic world at major Southern California universities. In addition, you have helped teens become entrepreneurs. But can you give us an example in your life where you were able to gain from the pain by turning a situation of adversity to your victory in your life?
Certainly. When I go ahead and I think of the pain that I had of that outsider in high school, entering in a body cast, and, you know, bigger than being on the TED stage was the opportunity that I had to return to that high school and be on that stage and talk about the experience of what it was like of being able to come out and go back and inspire these kids. I remember sitting in those chairs. I remember, you know, those awkward, strange feelings. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where it's at, but there's a whole world out there, and you're going to make it, and it's going to be okay. I mean, that speech was one of the most amazing things in my life, was to look at today's world where there's the high school shootings and there's all the evidence of violence that goes ahead and happens, and how many kids in high school don't finish their high school because of these acts of violence, and giving them that hope and that possibility to make it happen. And being up there on the TED stage of thinking, who would have ever thought this outsider of this, that, and the other would have been able to do that? And it's the confidence that I've gained in life to sit at a table where I'm not surrounded by 20 people, and it's okay not to be surrounded by 20 people. I'm surrounded by one person, and when that person leaves, I go up to the next person, and, you know, I never would have thought that, you know, I could have spoken to this person or I could have spoken to that person. And, you know, this photographer that I know from way back long ago in the Hollywood scene comes up to me and says, I've been seeing you. I've been watching you. You know, I really do want to connect. You know, things have just been busy. And they're the people who say, you're not like the rest of them. You know, this one lady came up in Hollywood. There's a lot of people who pretend, who put on this aura, and it's just a Facebook friend, and it's just a this, that, and the other. When you look at the real deal of who's the real person that's out there, there's very few that are who the people they present themselves up to be. And the real person is going to go ahead and show that, you know, it wasn't a straight line to the top. Life, it's ups and it's downs, and it's in its outs, and it's how you work with those different things that makes you the person of who you are.
That is absolutely fantastic and such a moving testimony, heartfelt, that shines a beacon of light, a path for your courage and your character and conviction that cannot fail to make a contribution to humanity of historical dimensions. And who were inspirational role models in your life?
Well, it's gonna be really interesting, because when you think of everything that I said, the people who've inspired me, they're all three women. And when you look at all their pasts, there's streams of similarities in what they've done in their life, but in mine. And I'm going to start with the first. Golda Meir began as a teacher. When she got married, she went back to Israel, and she became the fourth world leader elected as a woman, and became known as the Iron First Lady. And when we just take those apart, and many of today's young people may not know who she is, but she's a legend. You know, she was the first person who thought that Israel could be beyond Palestine and their own separate state, and really stood up to the Arab nations that were around her, and is just wow. And like I said, she was a teacher. Well, I'm a teacher, but she wasn't just a teacher. She went back and she went to to Israel with her husband, and became not only involved in politics, but became a legend that is known forever and ever and ever. And the second person that I have is Hillary Clinton, who was our former first lady. She was an advocate of health. She began of humble beginnings. She took her humble beginnings, and she took that to a power to advocate for children who had gone through the same things that she had experienced in her life. She became a lawyer. she became the Secretary of State, the First Lady, you know, put the program into health, advocating for people's health care for all. And, you know, one of the things I think about Hillary and we think about Golda Meir is how they face those struggles, how they face the animosity that the world goes ahead and throws out to them, and yet they come up smiling on the other side. And the third person I have is Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not seeing the parallels, they're politics. Politics is the power of change. I was involved in the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges with Jonathan, with Jonathan Lightman, a legend in the world of FAC, and he was a real advocate for teacher and their rights and so on and so forth. And it's the power in that. One of the accomplishments that we haven't mentioned, I was the part-time faculty of the year for going ahead and trying to unify community colleges so that teachers could have guaranteed classes and they wouldn't lose what they have, which is kind of what I'm seeing right now. But going back, they're all kind of education, they're politicians, but there's Michelle Obama. She was an American lawyer. She was a university administrator. She was a writer. She was the First Lady of the United States, and she was Barack Obama's, you know, wife, and, you know, the hardships that she had to face on the road to the White House, and when they were in the White House, and what it was like to be an African American, and how she was the basic everyone's best friend, the first presidential wife who really connected and related to people. Her best-selling book recently came out, and there were throngs and throngs of people who were lined up because they wanted to get to meet this incredible person. Mm-hmm. And another person is Magala Yousafzai, the young student who overcame the heroic barriers that she learned in her father's educational classroom and in her house, was the victim of violence, and then has gone on to be the youngest person in the United Nations to be awarded the Golden Medal of Honor. And she's out inspiring women in all worlds that education is really the opportunity. And so if we were to synthesize and say, what is it that I saw in these leaders that has been an inspiration to me? It's the fact that education, knowledge, learning, politics, struggle are the elements that we all need to face to become the best that we can be. And how it is that we resolve through these things really shows to the world who we are, and we're a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, and these kind of individuals that you mentioned of stature, they should truly be carved in stone so that their life legacy of serving leadership and sacrifice might never be lost to mankind. And we're going to take a short break for our advertisement, but we'll be back to the broadcast shortly.
Listening audience, enjoy this soothing music by super talented singing and recording artist Amanda Land, the Land. And gospel recording artist Denise Atwari. In her anointed song, Jesus is the best. She's also the author of The Good Wife and the Other Women. These ladies are making dynamic waves in the music industry. We are proud to announce that our team offers a wide array network of services for those that are looking for consulting, coaching, a licensed counselor, mentorship, wellness program, chiropractic services, real estate, residential and commercial estimates, voiceovers, ghostwriting, copywriter, sales and marketing, branding, advertising, graphic design, event planning, motivational speakers, pharmaceutical, automotive, mortgage, private equity, oil and financial investments, including fitness personal training, legal, PR media relations, magazine publications, startup information for nonprofit organizations, international trade, import and export, publishing, writing a book, and for your travel needs, we offer luxury jet services. Also, there are excellent business opportunities to venture with us as we help launch your enterprise to the next level. Are you looking to invest into innovative products? Also, are you looking to work in the entertainment industry? Movies, music, modeling, fashion, commercials? And are you looking to become a certified coach by enrolling into a superior coaching academy? Or you interested in attending fashion designer school? Our team of experts can help assist you with these premier services. Do not delay. Call today. Area code 832-685-8443. Or email us at firepowerdreamer, FirePowerDreamer, @gmail.com. The gift of giving changes lives. Please support brain injury by giving to Cash App at #brain injury. To book a hair appointment with Tamika Trask, owner of P31 Shine, who is the queen dynasty of internet radio's hairstylist. She is a celebrity master hair, perfume, artist extraordinaire, located in Houston, Texas. She serves with passion and purpose the needs of women everywhere to unlock not only their inner beauty, but to reveal to the world the awesome outer beauty. Call today at area code 832-282-8967 and give this code Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show.
Listening audience, we are back to the Tammy Collins Marquee Radio Show, Dynasty of Dreamers podcast, with our highly distinguished guest, Professor Rosalind Kahn. Yes, Professor Rosalind Kahn. I believe that we have about 5 minutes left, Professor, before we close out the interview. So how may the listening audience follow you and purchase your books and contact you as well?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that question. The listeners can go ahead and follow me. I am at RosalindKahn.com is my webpage. And in addition to that, I have a webpage that's RosalindKahn.com. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. My books are available on Amazon.com, produced by Solutions Press. And I'm going to go ahead and give my phone number out that anybody who wants to contact me, they can reach out. I will give them a 15-minute coaching session to help them find who the person they are. They mention your show. It's 818-583-7328. And I will be happy to work with them to unlock that special quality about themselves so they can be the best that they can be and go out and make a difference in the world. My name is Rosalind Kahn, and I'm so honored and privileged to be a guest on your show and to share my knowledge and wit with the world, because one never knows what the world can be. And I just want to go ahead and share on how it is the two of us connected to let people know the world of possibilities. I had done a speech and a presentation talking about this company that I was working with on this thing that's called ID Seal. It is a product that basically protects people's identity. One out of every two people will have their identity stolen, and it's a horror when that identity is stolen. And I put together a video that I sent out to a bunch of people who were friends of mine on Facebook, and I just went and I sent all sorts of things on my Facebook Messenger page. And lo and behold, when I sent this video, didn't know Tammy went ahead and reached out to me and said, I like what you're about, and I like what it is that you're talking about. Let's go ahead and connect. And so I was trying to protect people's identity, and Tammy connected to me. You never know the person who you're talking to, the doors or windows that they can go ahead and open to you. And, you know, it's the world is out there just trying to offer that guidance and that help, but too often we're closed off in our own mind and we don't see the hands that are able to help us. So please reach out to me. Love to help you figure out where you're going in life, what's going on and happening, to help protect your identity and everything like that. You've got my phone number, 818-583-7328, and I promise I will take care of you like no one has ever taken care of you before.
And that's stupendous. What a tremendous vision. And we eagerly anticipate the granding, unfolding of your momentous endeavors. And I want to say bravo, bravo, bravo. It's such an honor to connect with you, Professor Rosalyn Khan. And my final question, I believe we have about 2 minutes left. You continue to be such a beacon of inspiration. What do you wish for your lasting global crowning legacy to be?
Well, you know, I got to that question, and in that question there's one sentence. I hope in one day to leave a legacy of resources to help the underprivileged to access the educational opportunities they deserve, to be able to end the situation of world poverty for children, that they can have meals that they go ahead and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help our veterans because they go out and serve our war. And they're often the same people who are lying on the street for the homeless. And I see in the different paths that I'm going ahead and taking in my life right now, there's not one. There's three prongs. The three prongs that go ahead and make a bicycle work. You got the two pedals and the feet that go ahead and push, you know. There's my work that I do in the educational system to go ahead and help those people. Work I do with my network marketing that's fed over 3.5 million people every time a person uses one of those services. A child is fed. And my book on dogs and roses is going ahead and helping out our veterans. I was at the Veterans Day celebration with Lori Baum, who's the wife of Robert Bone, and working with volunteers down in Long Beach last year. So all the prongs are in activity and in formation, and it's just, you know, a little here, a little there. We never know where one door opens and another door closes, and just keep those possibilities open. And you can make anything happen as long as you keep that dream alive and believing that it can.
Yes, and that's truly what you have done.
Visualizing it.
Truly, truly. And that track of enlightenment, encouragement, that reveals your commitment to your purpose in the service of humanity is truly inspirational, educational, motivational for all those who are seeking to organize their life, analyze, and synergize to leave a lasting legacy to mankind. And Professor Rosalyn Khan, thank you very much for the profoundly insightful, illuminating explanation about your journey into enlightenment by helping others to execute upon their full potential and claim their destiny. In conclusion, on behalf of myself and our listening audience, we appreciate you sharing such wisdom on today's show. Please accept our profuse thanks. You are a woman of measure, wit, and gravitas. And we thank you for this wonderful, insightful contribution to the life legacy of each one of us. On behalf of our progeny and future generations, may we offer you our endless gratitude and eternal thanks forever and ever. Today is Monday, June 17th, 2019. This concludes our interview. Thank you.
Thank you.